Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time with Katie Hannan and Cullum O'Mungoyne on RTE Radio 1.
From the woods of Glenbower to the river De Soar, from the arms of my mother to the land ever pure, all I have to remember is the pride that I felt. Round the park in Canada, where the boys never knelt, they'd go raring and tearing and fighting for love, for the land they called Killa and the Lord up above. Killa la 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 la, for the green and the white I adore, for the parish to last evermore.
As if I even needed to tell you, that's Kingfisher there with Killa. And last year, that was Ireland's most listened to song on Spotify. But staying with local attractions, the most recent figures from the CSO show that the number of tourists into Ireland is down. And last week, Tourism Minister Peter Burke announced €400 million for the development and promotion of tourism. But what can be done at county, town or village level to maybe get some of that investment to come into your area, if it's off the beaten track or even part of one of Ireland's tourism regions, to showcase the attractions you have? Well, I'm joined by Councillor Wexford Councillor Leonard Kelly and DLAF and food and travel writer. Good evening to you both.
Good evening.
Thanks for coming
in.
Good
evening, Colm. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Leonard, we'll start with you. This is something that you take very seriously, and you said that recently that Wexford Town has nowhere to take the kind of photos which find their way into social media. What did you have in mind?
Well, I will slightly rephrase that for you. We do have amazing opportunities to take photos in terms of beautiful vistas, things like that. But from my point of view, I had a proposal for the last couple of years. Wexford Town has had the great pleasure of having Flack Hill in the Heron here in Wexford Town. And we have had hundreds of thousands of visitors come into the town. And I've met with many of them who came to Wexford for the very first time. And one of the first places they were absolutely blown away by was Wexford Quay. Wexford Quay has an amazing view from it, but it doesn't have that one spot where you can instantly brand it as being Wexford.
Something that screams Wexford.
Something that literally says Wexford, that it is there, and then that could be used as maybe the starting point of a photo montage or of an Instagrammable post to say, this is Wexford. Like, Wexford itself has so much in terms of beautiful photography, but just to have that piece, it's something I've seen in Seville, they have a really good sign that is constantly on social media. I've seen Sligo most recently have had something up there. South America, there seems to be numerous examples of it. But it is that instant piece where people can take the photo. It's a destination photo, done tastefully, done sustainably, done in terms of that would be fitting for the culture of Wexford, but that people will go to know to go there to take that photo. And then that is something that could be the starting point for the rest of their album as such.
Okay, I think we know the colour scheme, the purple and gold. But, you know, what did you have in mind? Did you want like a massive big sign for Wexford? Do you want, you know, a statue? Do you want something?
That's where it gets to the tricky point. That's the piece where you really need to, because this is something that does have to be tastefully done. It has to be something that the locals will love to look at every day of the week, even on a damp and drizzly winter's day where there's nobody taking photos of it. So it would need to be something that would absolutely scream Wexford. It would have to be something that would be in a spot that would be a backdrop, but not be anywhere detrimental to the backdrop. I was talking to one of your people before this. There's various ways of doing this. It can be done in metal. It can be done in the colorations, as you mentioned, of Wexford. You can have a water fountain with light projected onto it, which can be changed on a frequent basis. But it is something that's going to have that instant brand recognition, and that's going to get us to create those brand ambassadors. So people come to Wexford to take the photo. Automatically, that is something that goes up online. It's free. It's cheap. It's accessible.
It's a good thing, Katie, we have an international globetrotter in here with us who indeed might have a few ideas, isn't it?
D. Well-travelled D. What advice would you have for the likes of Wexford to make them Instagrammable?
I mean, yeah, it seems like something we shouldn't have to think about in terms of, you know, we don't think we ever thought we'd be sitting here saying, how can I make my town Instagrammable? But, you know, there's no doubt that the tourist figures are down. And I think that the best way to go around that is is to, like that was said there in terms of creating a strong focal point. I always think about when I'm working with brands or you know, advising people, no matter what your business is, like, what's your point of difference? What is the kind of something that's going to drive someone to pick your business or your town over others? And I think that every Irish town has a unique selling point. There's some story attached to it, folklore attached to it. It's the geographical location, the terrain, you know, something like that. And I think there they'd start, that's what you in our need to start thinking about, as well as something as obvious as the name.
But sticking with the name, though, they have cottoned on to this on the Wild Atlantic Way, haven't
yes.
they?
Yes, yeah.
Because they have those very distinctive...
Those kind of metal poles. And they even look a bit rusty almost. It totally suits the landscape. Like, it's very cleverly done. I was in Connemara recently and down on a beach, and they had, and it's got, like, got the wave, which is also iconic, which, you know, you're on the Wild Atlantic Way. And then it has the name carved out in the metal. And actually, if you take a photograph with that sign in it, it's picture perfect as it is.
And on your travels, you know, sometimes it's installations of its public art, whether that's, you yeah. know, a statue or a mural or that kind of thing, something that's iconic. But if there's not like a major sculpture or something, I mean, a mural is pretty good as well, isn't it?
Murals are something that in Ireland we've really started to, I think, embrace. Think about the Derry Girls up in Derry. You know, we also have, I heard Dunboyne just got a CMAT mural. I'll be definitely going to visit that. Big fan. Also down things like street art and graffiti. So Waterford Walls went down to visit that. And that was absolutely exceptional. And there was a three-dimensional like app you could use, and when you held your phone up to some of the art, it came alive, and that was brilliant. But taking your photo in front of those murals in Waterford was definitely iconic to the place.
You know, I noticed, because I was checking out a holiday idea recently, if you go on one of the AI bots that everyone is doing now, it will always come back and suggest Instagrammable things to do. Yeah. That's now one of the...
That's a thing,
that's
is
a
it?
Thing that comes back on any search you do wow. now for... And it's just part of it now. And I yeah. suppose it's because they're catering to people who are thinking, how's this trip going to look on Instagram?
Definitely. And even on TikTok as well, you know, there's a lot of content being created by incredible travel journalists and content creators. And it's all their... iconic moments, they're picture perfect places around the world, and it's those moments, those photographical moments that they use for those creations, for those video creations. And the other thing I'll say is that I think that, you know, when I've been on, I love doing a food tour in particular because I'm a big foodie. When I go to a city, I think it's a great way to get the lay of the land as well and get your bearings. And on lots of tours I've been on, they're like, stand here, stand exactly in this point and take this photo. Like, the guides actually tell you okay. how to get that photograph. When I went to Paris last year, you know, I was told not to go near the Eiffel Tower, that if I wanted a picture of the Eiffel Tower, the best place to get it was on the top of the Arc de Triomphe. At night time, I've seen it.
If I can come in on that, yeah. and sure. it is that piece of creating that emotional connection. Because
yes.
I think that's, when you mentioned the Eiffel Tower, that's what that creates. The people who said that to me in Wexford, because we're feeling the music, etc. But to create something that, if it's a piece of art, if it's a sign, that yes, the locals have that emotional connection to, but that visitors come and by interacting with whatever it is, the murals, we beautiful murals also, that it creates that emotional connection.
We have a couple of listeners have texted in a couple of ideas for you, Leonard. A giant strawberry, just like the peach in South Carolina, that's from nice. David. And a Wexford icon, a JFK statue on the quay, that's from Paul.
I think New Ross has plenty of the JFK branding, but we might look at other...
You've got Commodore Barry, you just need to publicise him more, make him international.
We do,
and we've great links with Savannah, Georgia as well, which is another part, and in terms of, we have the okay. Burning Bolt, which is on our logo, so there is a lot that we can do, but I think it is that emotional connection piece and creating those free ambassadors. Okay.
Unfortunately, the clock is against us, the suggestions are coming thick and fast, but we do have to get to the news.